Hey, everybody, welcome. Welcome to our positive news segment. Today, my mom used to say to me, listen, girls, what goes around comes around. And now, what does that mean today? I never thought in a million years that as a kid, growing up, marching right in line with the American Legion from the Bronx in New York, I'm not even going to tell you that I played a Glockenspiel, okay, if you ever want to know what that is, on Memorial Day. I never thought in a million years that I'd be sitting here having a conversation with the National Commander of the American Legion, Brett P. Rysak, joining me here today. U.S. Army veteran, was elected the 100th National Commander of the American Legion during the organization's 100th National Conference in August of 2018. And so my mom was right, but I want to just hit a pause button and introduce you to this amazing person. First of all, we should have a pause to remember all that have come before us. Today we get to celebrate, we get to honor the nation's largest veterans organization observing its what? 100th birthday. Commander, it's great to have you.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. It's great to be with you as well.
So, you know, so one of the things that everybody may or may not know is I grew up on the East Coast. I grew up in New York. And I am sure you're familiar with how many various parades, how many different events the American Legion participates in, right?
It's interesting that you say that because I grew up in the New York metropolitan area myself, so yes, I am familiar with it.
Exactly. Whether it's a Macy's Day Parade or Columbus Day or whatever it is, that was it. But even when you consider all that, we still don't pause to honor what this particular show is about. And that's what we need to do. We need to hit the pause button and honor my family, your family, the family members of so many veterans who are still struggling daily. I want to ask you, this day, on your watch, what is the most important message you're bringing to us today, sir?
Well, if you're looking at issues that we're trying to address with our membership, member status doesn't matter when we're out advocating on behalf of our veterans. But, you know, some of the things that are really important today are trying to get a control and eliminate veteran suicide, which is front page news more often than it should be. And we're dealing with that. We deal with issues like women's health care and the unique needs that our women veterans have. Veteran homelessness, which still exists in some areas of our country. Trying to get veterans employed, which I think we're doing a reasonably good job with. We're looking at issues like securing the necessary funding to ensure that our warriors have the tools that they need to ensure that we have a strong national defense and we're capable of going out anywhere in the world and being able to exert our power where necessary. So there are a lot of issues. You know, there are secondary issues as well. We recently mm-hmm. had a government shutdown that impacted the pay of our United States Coast Guard. And the Legion went ahead and began to offer cash grants to our Coast Guardsmen of the lower ranks who were raising children and found themselves in a financial hardship. But we were also on Capitol Hill trying to ensure with our lawmakers that there was a short-term and a long-term solution to this in the future.
You know, one of the things that I so wanted to talk with you about today, of course, are the issues. But I also wanted to talk about what the American Legion believes in and what you advocate for, right? Because I think that, you know, we know, or if people don't know, and let me take that back. I don't think people really know all of the challenges that service members are facing. You know, for us, we've been advocates for years. But today, you have stepped up, and your organization provides multiple aspects of relief, support, and mentorship. So let's talk about that in celebration of, like, 100.
Sure. We, you know, our organization has about 2 million members right now. We have about 13,000 American Legion posts around the world. And, you know, those posts are all active in our communities and assisting our communities whichever way they can. But to give you a little bit of background about the organization, we were founded by World War I veterans in 1919. They were confronted with issues that that we take for granted today as being resolved. I mean, they came home to a country that did not have the hospital space that was needed for the many of them that were sick and wounded. It was difficult for them to get benefits, so they had to work with Congress not only to create these offices within the federal government that were effectively at working on behalf of the veterans and the widows and the orphans of the First World War. And mm-hmm. what they were able to do was to create an infrastructure that became today's Department of Veterans Affairs. So, that was a big thing. But, you know, we do so much in our communities, and it's all based on, you know, our preamble to the Constitution of the American Legion, which outlines the principles of our organization. But more simply put, we have something called the Four Pillars of Service, and that outlines the priority areas in which the American Legion programs are built on. So on a foundation of God and country, we have four pillars, and those four pillars are our veterans, our children and youth, our national security and national defense, and the promotion of Americanism and patriotism in our country. So our organization is involved in helping at every level. We have our national level that has programs such as our temporary financial assistance program that aided the Coast Guard members. We have a national emergency fund that aids our members in a time of natural disasters. We have a strong law and order program that helps support our first responders. We have programs at the local level that reach even deeper sometimes in terms of how they support their local government and local population. So, we've had 100 years to perfect this. And, you know, starting out in the very beginning, only worrying about, you know, our the needs of our veterans, and to growing to where we are today, having this plethora of programs for not just our veterans but our communities. I mean, I think we're a mainstay organization, and I think that, my hope is that we've had a strong 100 years that, we'll chart a course for the future and have a strong future in many years ahead of us to continue to help veterans and our communities and our children and youth.
You know, one of the things that I remember, and this is really important for, I think I want to bring it up for sure. You know, it's very easy, and we certainly have watched this with our indigenous people who have made it a point to really pass on their legacy. And I think that what we're talking about today and what you're doing is very important, so that we pass on the stories and we tell the stories and we pass on the legacy. This Memorial Day, right, that we are facing here is special in a number of different ways. It's a milestone for you, but I also think it's very special in terms of making sure we don't forget. You know, it's so easy to forget. And a shout out to Hollywood for a moment, because I think there are more movies coming out about World War II now than I think I've ever seen. But isn't it also important to really talk about the significance about Memorial Day this year, the milestone, but also the reminder of how much support you all are providing?
Oh, I totally agree with you. And, you know, the first thing I generally would say in this instance is that, you know, don't confuse Memorial Day with Veterans Day. Veterans Day is an opportunity for us to celebrate the service of our veterans and our active duty service members around the country. Memorial Day is a day in which we memorialize those that have given their lives during their service to our country, whether it be through combat or through injury, through training accidents or even illness while they were serving the United States military. And, it's not a holiday of barbecues and parades and such. If you ask a veteran, or if you walk up to a veteran and you exchange pleasantries and your salutation is Happy Memorial Day, they're probably going to look at you a little strange, because what's happy about Memorial Day? It tells me that the person that says Happy Memorial Day doesn't understand what Memorial Day is all about.
And
that frustrates our veterans. But consider too that the memorialization of veterans, or of a Memorial Day, is something that means so much to the family members of those that have given their lives. Remembering those sacrifices, our Gold Star families. They're the people that have to live with the knowledge that their loved one, gave their lives for their country. And while that's something to be proud of, that's also something that's terribly saddening, because it cuts the life short of somebody that, is a family member. And consider also the fact that how we treat Memorial Day will impact on those that are currently serving our country, by knowing that by knowing that we have their support, that we have their back, and that if something ever happens to them, they will always be remembered for their sacrifice.
I as a young child, I never forgot the picture of my favorite aunt and uncle in their military uniform. Never forgot that, really, and had many conversations about what that is, right? Both my aunt, my uncle. My dad did not serve because he played a vital role here as a truck driver and really supporting what was going on the ground here. But here's the question I want to ask you. I know we've got like a few minutes left. First of all, how can people find out more? And then my second question really has to do with what we can do better to ensure that our military is provided the high quality of life for their family members, for themselves, that they really deserve for putting their lives on the line for us.
Okay. Well, to learn more about our organization, I would recommend that you and your audience go to our national website, which is legion.org, and that has a large amount of information on there and links to things that will take you into learning about what our mission is and about our centennial and about our programs and such. As far as getting people to support our military, I think that joining a veteran service organization would be a great first step for those that have served their country. There are many of them out there. The American Legion is currently comprised of wartime era veterans that have served honorably, as determined by Congress. But we are undergoing an effort right now to try to open up those wartime periods that would recognize those that served in the peacetime periods between the wartime periods for their service during the Cold War and hazardous periods or hazardous times as well. And that may impact on our opening up our membership to them as well. But, when we have Memorial Day, when we have Veterans Day, prioritize the weekend and what it's for. It's a time for us to show our respects to our military personnel. We comprise maybe 1% of the population, and that's when you consider the size of our country and the population of our country. It's a very minuscule amount of people that put their lives on the line for the rest of us to be able to live free. And to give them that proper respect by coming out to a ceremony at a local cemetery that recognizes the those that gave their lives for their country from your local township, that goes a long way for the family and to show others that that we support what our military does for our country.
Well, look, there's so much more you and I can talk about, but I know you're really, you're on a fast track here to get this message out. I want to thank you so much. Two things, website again, and your personal message. What would you like to leave us with? And thank you.
Well, legion.org is our website. And gee, I haven't had time to think about a personal message. I want to thank our veterans for their service to our country. That's what it's all about. you know, I hope that your listening audience, you know, was able to take something away from our conversation, and we'll give more consideration to this upcoming Memorial Day.
Thank you, Commander. Thank you so much. For those of you out there, please, please, please remember how important not only this day is, but how important it is to support those who have supported us for so very long. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.